Pope Saint Pius XII the Great, Pastor Angelicus. The 2nd of March 1939 to the 9th of October 1958. Doctor. Great Mystic. Stigmatic. Spiritual Martyr. Apostle of Peace. Born in Rome, Italy. Pontificate, from the 2nd of March 1939 to the 9th of October 1958. This glorious Pope, in the world Eugene Pacelli, was born into an illustrious family on the 2nd of March 1876. He was ordained priest in 1899. A person of great qualities and deeply pious, he did his studies in philosophy, theology, civil law and canon law with brilliant results. He was professor in the Gregorian University, and went on to hold a post in the Secretariat of State. In 1917 he was named Archbishop, and that same year was sent as Apostolic Nuncio to Munich, and later to Berlin. In 1929 Saint Pius XI named him Cardinal. The following year he filled the post of Secretary of State. Pope Saint Pius XII won great prestige, including outside the Church, for his wonderful gifts of intelligence, learning, capacity for work, sobriety of life and powerful personality. He stood out in a very special way in the field of doctrine. He endeavored to have the greatest number of representatives from countries of the five continents in the College of Cardinals. He died in Castel Gandolfo, some 25 kilometers from Rome, and his remains were solemnly translated to the city. Pope Saint Pius XII the Great was exalted whip against multiple heretics, vigorous switch against Freemasons, revolutionaries and other satanic ideologists, renowned scythe against Freemasonry, agnosticism, modernism, socialism, communism, ruthless capitalism, liberalism and other satanic ideologies, signal hammer against tyrants, shaw machete against authors of anti-Catholic books, propagators of obscenity and secularists in government and education, and firm staff against sacrilegious and obscene feasts. This glorious Pope never sympathized with Hitler's accursed Nazi ideology nor with Mussolini's accursed fascist ideology. This glorious Pope, in an apostolic decree, condemned communism as a materialistic and anti-Christian doctrine, completely hostile to God, to true religion and to Christ's Church. Under pain of excommunication reserved to the Pope, he forbade Catholics to become members of the Communist Party or to support it, as likewise to publish, spread or read any writings in defense of its vitiated doctrines and activities. Accordingly, he declared to have apostatized from the Catholic faith, whoever professes the communists' materialistic and anti-Christian doctrine, and whoever defends and spreads it. He vigorously condemned agnosticism, which denies all capacity of intelligence in man for discerning God's existence, and likewise condemned modernism. Pope Saint Pius XII took every pain to avoid the frightful conflagration of World War II, imploring the European powers which had opened up hostilities to settle their differences peacefully, and he proposed means for reaching a settlement, though all in vain. Amid the world catastrophe, the Pope made known his deep fatherly consternation at the ruination and unspeakable sufferings of mankind. By means of peace messages he worked intensely to prevent the war spreading, to reduce its destructive effects, to mitigate inhuman consequences for the conquered peoples and achieve peace. But his voice went unheard. He turned to prayer in an exceptional way, organizing special crusades for world peace, and exhorted rulers to make every effort quickly to secure a worthy peace. The Pope's charity during World War II was verily heroic, and did not take into account religious, ethnic or national differences. He was chiefly concerned with the wounded and prisoners of war, and obtained that their conditions of life become more humane. He mitigated as much as he could deportations and systematic liquidation of civil populations. To help them more effectively, on his recommendation, his substitute in the Secretariat of State, John Baptist Montini, opened an information office in the Vatican for missing soldiers and located the whereabouts of many of them. Saint Pius XII organized large national collections to be made for the relief of the needs of many, and very specially for those of child victims of the war. During the bombing of Rome in the summer of 1943, Saint Pius XII, making his way over rubble and ruins, lavished every manner of consolation on the victims. Saint Pius XII's paternal charity towards thousands of the needy was universally acknowledged. Repatriations, supplies of food and clothing, stocks of medicines and medical attention for the sick, establishment of camps to take in children, and so forth. Furthermore, he protected a countless number of Jews persecuted by Hitler's Nazis, and a great many were enabled to survive thanks to the Catholic Church's help. Saint Pius XII, in his addresses, referring to the Nazi horrors, condemned the massacres committed because of racialism. Nonetheless, the war over, a campaign was launched, principally communist, to denigrate the sovereign pontiff, saying that he had remained impassive in the face of the world's sufferings. Yet, during World War II, the Pope had performed his duty masterfully, without letting himself be influenced by propaganda from either side, and, without interference of any kind, was able to continue governing the Universal Church. The war over, Saint Pius XII addressed a message to the world by radio, calling for the peace to be a true one and founded on concord and justice. The Pope's activity in support of peace was a factor throughout his pontificate. This glorious Pope, by means of transcendent encyclicals, enriched the Church's doctrinal treasure. In his pertinent documents, he speaks of the Church as the mystical body of Christ. In others, he ennobles the dignity of the family, which the state should respect, outlines the family's mission in society, urges prayer in family, and lays stress on the duties of marriage. In his addresses and writings, he defended the dignity and rights of the worker, proclaiming that the Church is the upholder of the just aspirations of working people in their varied classes of trades and professions. In his discourse to the Association of Catholic Teachers, he upheld the lofty mission of teachers as delegates and representatives of parents in the education of children. In an address before a large number of the sick, he expounds the immeasurable value of suffering. In his discourses, he also referred to industry in its varied facets, to sport, and so forth. He addressed edifying messages to different representations of Catholic men. He gave an impulse to Catholic missions, instilling the true missionary spirit in missionaries. He put the utmost interest into the organization of seminaries, into fomenting priestly vocations, and into the solid formation of candidates for the priesthood. Likewise, he fomented the true spirit of the different religious orders and congregations. In an apostolic constitution, he gave official entry to a new form of consecration to God by way of the approbation of lay institutes. He placed great interest in cultivating, among others, apostolic movements of Catholic action, Marian congregations, and the apostolate of prayer. There was scarcely a single religious issue which the Pope did not deal with in his apostolic addresses and writings. Saint Pius XII beatified and raised to the glory of the altars a considerable number of the blessed. He proclaimed the Marian year 1954 in commemoration of the first centenary of the proclamation of the dogma of Mary's Immaculate Conception. Pope Saint Pius XII, in his apostolic constitution of 1 November 1950, after extolling the unimaginable grandeur of the Mother of God, infallibly proclaimed, declared and defined, concluded the course of her earthly life, the Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, was assumed into heavenly glory in body and soul. On the 27th of August 1953, the Holy See signed a new concordat with Spain, then ruled by Generalissimo Caudillo Saint Francisco Franco Bahamond. In this concordat, a series of agreements reached with the Holy See over previous years by the Caudillo's government was confirmed, and the rights of the Church and the Catholic religion as the official and sole religion of the Spanish state were recognized in their maximum amplitude. This concordat has always been considered a model. Nonetheless, glorious Pope Saint Pius XII the Great committed great blunders in his pontificate. Without a previous and conscientious study, he arbitrarily condemned the heavenly apparitions of the sacred place of Heroldsbach in Germany. He withdrew the apostolic nuncio from Madrid, thereby yielding to the satanic, Masonic orders given by the infamous 33rd degree Freemason, American President Truman, who decreed an international boycott against the most Christian Spanish regime of Caudillo Saint Francisco Franco Bahamond. To gratify repeated petitions from many clerical spokesmen of easygoing lay people, he changed the traditional Carmelite scapular for a medal, which was not pleasing to the Most Holy Virgin Mary, for she made known her complete disagreement in several places of apparitions. Canonized by Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great on the 12th of September 1978. Declared Doctor of the Church by the same Pope on the 15th of October 1978.